Yes, mobile.
Or HGX. Morning, Andrew.
How you doing?
Other than being up this time of day.
I would love to go back to bed.
Good morning.
A little bit of moth in the house. I think I finally found the source, I hope. So, headed to work now. I'm going to stop and get me some fuel real quick, and I'll be right back. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
I'll be around.
KO4 HKX. CEF mobile.
For HKX, I'm here, Andrew.
It'll be long before diesel back over $5 a gallon.
If it keeps up at the rate it's going, I figure, you know, next week.
9 at the Shell at my house. I'm sure there'll be a few places that are a little cheaper, but I don't mind it. I mean, that ain't far. 11 cents.
I say $4.89, not $3.89. But yeah, it's about $4.89 everywhere over here also.
Yeah. I know it's $1.50 more than regular unleaded.
Just wait till winter kicks in and everybody starts using the home heating oil and all that.
My golly, just one mess after the other one now. Just can't seem to pull out of it.
What it seems like, for sure.
Yesterday.
I made it through the day. No major catastrophes, but it was an interesting day, let's put it that way.
That kind of way you're getting it then. You've had your days. I've had mine. That's funny.
What made mine interesting is something I don't want to get into on the air, so maybe one day when we're face-to-face or on the phone or something.
Not to put it out on the air. You're working okay.
That's what I mean. It just comes and goes, and I think it's the coax, but I'm not sure. I'm going to try to rerun it all this weekend.
Yesterday on my way home, for some reason it hit me, I don't know. And because your radio's got two independent VFOs, right? I mean, I think it's full duplex.
And it does it on both VFOs.
And that would almost make you think it had to be something external to the radio.
My thinking behind it. So, like I said, I get the joys of pulling it all out and then physically inspecting it. When I done a test with the antenna analyzer, it was 1.2, but that's only a momentary glimpse, and I'm not driving down the road, which where it tends to be worse.
Listen, it doesn't affect your transmission, only your receipt.
No, that's the one that gets me.
Interesting conundrum you have.
In my life, it seems like.
I was shopping yesterday for circular polarized antennas. And I was going to see if I could find one for 2 meters and 70 centimeters. And I found a good deal on QTH, like classifieds. But then I didn't realize how bad the antennas would be to take apart and ship. So I told the guy I wasn't sure. But he was selling basically two $500, almost $600 antennas for 150 feet.
Because taking them apart and shipping them is going to be a nightmare.
Like mine has, you know, little plastic standoffs, and it's got, you know, screws and I want to say it's got lock washers on it, but I can't remember off the top of my head. So mine come apart pretty easily, but apparently this one I was looking at uses little just lock washers that slide onto the elements.
How the one I've got at the house looks. I hadn't tried to take it apart, but that's what they look like.
Set. If I bought a whole set from DX Engineering, it'd be about $560 for both the circular polarization, I guess the thing that phases it. So you actually get the polarization off of it. It was like $560. I'm like, man, a set that give me 2 meters and 70 centimeters And, you know, you basically be able to do both. And with those two antennas, the WIMO, WIMO, you can actually buy a switching unit and it'll change it from, I think it'll do horizontal, it'll do vertical, or, you know, it'll do one or the other, or you can switch it to left or right polarization. Formulas out there, but you know how long like a stub of coax you would need to build to turn it into a circular polarization or some switch or something. I mean, that would work too. I don't know, that'd be interesting, because if you got the X beam, you should technically already be able to do it.
I think the simplest thing to do is just run two coax and run it to an antenna switch, and then if I want vertical this way, if I want horizontal this way. I mean, that's going to be pretty much the cheapest and easiest way.
You're definitely right on that one, which I'll be honest, the satellite thing's been kind of fun. I've enjoyed that one. Probably the most frustrating part is when there's really none overhead or you're not able to hear it, but it is really neat. I started downloading a SSTV image from one yesterday, but I couldn't get dialed in quick enough on the frequency to get most of it. And then, since I'm horizontal or vertical, not both, or circular, it comes in waves. So I guess as the satellite tumbles or spins or whatever, rotates, the signal fades in and out. So I'll get, like, you know, one line of decode, and then it'll stop. And then I'll get another line, so it's kind of a broken up picture, but still pretty cool either way.
Cool, the fact that you can send a picture over RF like that is, I mean, that's completely interesting.
I agree. That's really neat. I know the Hendersonville, I heard them, they were still doing theirs. Kind of like they worked it into their normal net, maybe. I don't know. It started at 8. I stumbled on it this last Sunday and listened for a little bit. Decoded some of their pictures, but I don't know. The satellite thing's been pretty neat. Like I said, I've always enjoyed it, but now that I have a radio capable of doing it, you know, I wouldn't mind doing it some more.
I don't know. I've been reading about the antennas and stuff like that, and what I'm looking for is a satellite antenna because of the circular polarization, but I'm not looking for it for that reason. So I've been doing a little reading on it, and you know, it's just part of it.
I'm thinking all honesty, because it's just the X configuration, and then you're able to add the, either some of them come with the little stubs that you can add to them, or something that causes it to become circularly polarized. You know, it's not something that's really built into the antenna, it's something that's added onto it.
And on, what, about $350, $380, if I remember right?
Depends on the antenna. So the WIMO, or whatever they're called, that I was looking at, their circular polarization addition is on DX Engineering was $80-something. So you get the 2-meter beam, and then it's got two connections on it. So you can hook up left or right. You know, you can do horizontal, vertical, and then be done with it. Or you can buy that little piece to go on it that's $80-something. And when you attach it to both of those connections, then it becomes circularly polarized. So it takes that to be able to do it. Otherwise, you just do like you're talking about, and you have two coaxes, and you'd be horizontal and vertical.
I'm going to give you your circular polarization for satellite. That's just going to give you your basic RF or SSB.
Yep, and so that extra piece, so that's what I priced last night, was the 2-meter and the 70-centimeter, and both the polarization, they're not switches, but you know, somewhere along those lines where you little box that you hook up and it makes them circularly polarized. The thing I saw that I liked was, so if you keep it in the X configuration, it doesn't matter how it, you know, it can sit on a mast, but it won't interfere with the signal because of the it being circular. But if you orient it horizontal or vertical, then you need some type of fiberglass mast or standoff or something to keep it from interfering and acting like one of the elements.
Across that part of it.
Yes, that's what made me think about it.
I could see where that may be a problem. I mean, you're using this a conductive material and run right up in the middle of it, bolted to the beam of the antenna, so it seemed like another element.
We had to make sure it was something non-conductive.
I tell you, this radio is driving me crazy. It's worked fine this morning. And that's what I say, it's about to drive me nuts.
It's crazy. Hopefully it'll stay that way, though. I mean, it'd be nice. Maybe it just worked itself out, but once you start seeing stuff like that, you know it's a bigger issue that you haven't found.
I don't know. Conversation today, it ain't missed a beat.
Consistent, it would be easier because then you could just, you know, keep another mag mount antenna or something in the truck and flip it over, you know, at some point during the day and see if it changed anything for you. Job. So I don't think I would tell you a whole lot if you went with something even more of a compromise. Oh man, KO4 8CEF.
The aggravating about trying to find it is it comes and goes, and that's why I think it's the coax more than anything is because of that. I've went through every connection. I can get to those.
It almost has to be something to do with the coax. I mean, both VFOs do it. I don't know. I mean, it almost leads you to believe that. And that's probably the cheapest thing to try is just different coax versus, you know, swapping out a different radio.
I had another radio and I just tried it to swap it out. And it's still in and out, but not anything like this. That's what made me, you know, start looking around, and then I tried the different VFOs, and you can take and change to FM narrow instead of FM wide to do away with that one filter that goes bad on these radios. There's a YouTube video, and that's how you diagnose it, and Dave sent to me. And none of that really seemed to make it 100%.
Well, that, I don't know, it just, I mean, there's a good chance it probably is a coax. I mean, I don't know if you built yours, but I know I've built mine, and I've run into issues with them here and there. And, you know, it ends up coming loose somehow, and I have to rebuild the cable.
I did not build my own on this one. I bought it. And I would throw another piece of coax in, but all I've got is a 50-footer or a 100-footer. And that's just a lot of coax to deal with in this truck.
Pain, I'm sure.
Have another end where I can cut it and to the right length, or I would have done that already.
I've got coax ends, but it don't do you much good. And probably about the time me and you can meet and get together and I can give you one, you can probably have a $5-6 pack ordered off Amazon.
So that's my plan this. Try to find something this weekend to fix it. Even if I have to go down to the wireman tomorrow, maybe I can pick up something there. Or I thought about running over to the Anderson Hamfest and seeing if there was anything there this weekend.
Facts and connectors for your beam antenna anyway. Probably wouldn't be a bad idea to just go ahead and get what you need for both projects.
I figure he'll be there this weekend since it's so close anyway. And I could get what I needed that way.
Did I been to the wireman? Haven't been in.
I sure can't get up there during the week. Everybody says, do not take this truck up there.
There, I don't even know where it's at. I mean, I've been on the website and I've seen them at the ham fest, but I've never been to the store, even though I've heard a lot about it.
Me either. Everybody says the driveway is the problem.
No. Well, Patrick, I am pulling into the parking lot, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3, and you be safe on the rest of your trip. And hopefully if your radio holds up, maybe I'll holler at you this evening whenever I get off work around 4 or so. So you have a good one. 7-3-KO4-CEF, and I'll be clear with the time.
Andrew, KO4-HX, and I'll be clear.